I saw heaven opened, and a Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad to be with you tonight. I'm Melissa Redpill. We've got a lot of great things to talk about. As always, our wonderful president, it's hard to keep up with him. We're going to talk about that he's already jumped in a plane in his new fancy jet, and he is off to NATO. And he said something about this being a test. And so I wanted to connect those dots for you. I really do believe this is a test for not only NATO, but also the deep state and what's going on with that, as well as, of course, the New World Order, which is at the bottom of the pixie stick pile. For those of you who are old as I am, you know what I mean by pixie sticks. Also, number two, did President Trump admit today that he never left office? I think he did. I'm going to show you the clip of that too. And also six health tips that you must know to protect your health. They have done a number on us continually. Okay, so I wanted to tell everybody, give everybody a shout out over on the chat. And I am actually, I'm on the Rumble, and I'm trying to make sure that I have, everybody has the link to each. So if you're on the Rumble, I want you to have the YouTube chat. If you're on the YouTube, I want you to have the Rumble chat. Okay, so for some reason, I'm not getting the Rumble, the YouTube to play the chat. I don't know exactly why that is. Okay, maybe I'm looking at the wrong video. So let me, you know what I'll do? I'll go ahead and for your entertainment, play this, and then I'll figure out what's going on with my chat over on YouTube land.
President Trump got the 5% last year in The Hague, which powers us forward.
He said, "You did it, sir, you did it."
I don't know of any American president in the modern era that could have made this possible.
And what we accomplished last year in The Hague now has to turn into real capabilities. The United States is leading the way, and we expect others to follow us and follow our lead.
And no other president is going to do what I'm doing.
Ultimately, the summit for NATO is going to be the first report card after last year's meeting in The Hague. The United States will be here, but we also need our allies to be here. We cannot do it alone, and the American taxpayer should no longer bear the burden. You're watching history, so buckle up.
Yeah, so buckle up. I just love our president so much. I appreciate everything that he is doing daily. He is going back to the original America first system, the American system that McKinley was following, that FDR was following, that Andrew Jackson was following, that Abraham Lincoln was following, and so many of these that were not following it were controlled. And so he is, that's why he's really ticked off some people, but there's no going back. We're not going back to where America is last and where we are paying for everything in the world for everybody. And really, it doesn't go to the people, it just goes to the cabal. That day's over. That day's over. And so, yeah, they know who's boss. They know that they can't stop President Trump, and he is the leader of the free world. He's in the catbird seat, no doubt. So I love this. No other president would do what he is doing. All right, so I finally figured out where I was. Hey, everybody, I see you over in the chat on the YouTube. I popped the link to both. So I want you to all get to know each other in YouTube land and Rumble land. So hey, hey, glad to see you. All right, so this one is where he said he was doing a test. And he tested the NATO members when he talked about Greenland and what also going into Iran to resolve that problem, which really is their issue, not really ours. That tells you for those of you guys already know this, but for those who don't, you know, the people who are just listening to the mainstream news, they think Iran is, you know, just about nuclear weapons. No, it's about the cabal has run Iran to control the world, to control the world commerce. And so, you know, we needed, everybody needed Iran set free from the cabal so that they could no longer run the world. All right. So here's what he says, though. It was a test for these NATO countries because, unfortunately, they know they're controlled. The leaders of the country, not the people, but the leaders of the country are still controlled. But yeah, he tested them and they failed the test. Check it out.
Are there troop drawdowns in Europe likely? And are you satisfied with the progress that NATO allies have
made? Well, we're going to see. I was very disappointed with NATO. And frankly, if it weren't held in Turkey, where my friend happens to be a very strong leader, a very strong person, it's possible that I wouldn't have attended.
By the way, I did not think he would go to another NATO meeting. You know, he was like basically telling him he wouldn't even have been there. And if he's not there, then no one pays any attention to them. They have no power at all. Their only power is in what President Trump will just eke out to them.
I felt I had to attend because of the fact that, you know, I know he's gone all out. It was a big thing to have NATO come to Turkey or any place else. It's a big thing. But we weren't treated well because we did something in Iran. We don't need anybody's help. I didn't even want them to help. But before I asked, they said they wouldn't be there. And we've invested trillions of dollars in NATO. Why? To protect European countries and others, Canada, etc., but to protect people, countries from, generally speaking, it used to be the Soviet Union, now it's Russia. And I say that's fine, but you would think that they'd be very willing to do something to help us. And they really weren't. In the case of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister, I guess he's no longer there, maybe because of this. It was a very unpopular thing he did. He said, no, we'll help after the war is over. I said, I don't need that kind of help. We didn't need any help at all. And in a way, I was testing people. I was testing to see whether or not they'd be there, because I've long said that we help them, but I'm not sure that they'd be there for us. And Italy turned us down, and Germany turned us down, and France turned us down. And it's okay. But, you know, why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars and they're not there for us? We've always been there for them.
Nobody would do what President Trump is doing. He's calling them out. And in the past, all of these leaders, all these presidents, Obama, the Bushes, they were all part of the New World Order system. And so they were happy to send all of our tax dollars over to NATO because it really ended up in their pockets. And they also used this as a control construct. They were happy for all these factories to go over to China and India and for us to have literally 72,000 factories leave our country. No more. You know, President Trump is saying it was a test to see if what they would do. Well, they failed the test. The New World Order failed the test. And the deep state failed the test. We'll get to that in just a second. So this is really a big deal. So here's where he talked about. I'm going to talk a little bit more about tests in a second, but I first want to show you this because I really enjoyed this. If you listen really carefully to President Trump, I think he's admitting that he was still president during the Biden years, which we know from the 17 board, it says they would never hand over power to them ever again. Once President Trump took power in 2017, he was inaugurated. Never again would they hand over this power to them. And so this, you know, Biden was just a dog on a leash, so to speak. So I want you to hear what he had to say when he says, I was in a little different state. Okay. Of course, there are two definitions for state. One is like the state of Florida, and there's the state also of the condition or the position that he was in. So I want you to hear what he had to say and tell me what you think.
And two. But I spent the first 4 years, I spent 4 years in
expecting further defense cooperation out of this bilateral meeting, out of this NATO summit here in Ankara.
Well, we're going to find out when I go there. We're going to find out. We're going to be having meetings. I'm very friendly with many of the leaders. You know, some of them are new. We don't know them. But, you know, I've been doing this for now sort of a long time. If you count the 4 years where we had a rigged election, you know, I was very much into politics then too. But I spent the first 4 years, I spent 4 years in a little different state. And then we've had an amazing, probably the best year maybe ever had by an American president. When you look at the economy, we have the greatest economy we've ever had. We have.
Okay, so he's talking about the first term. And then the second term in a little different state. And then he's talking about his current term and how it's been so successful as far as the economy, et cetera. But when he's sitting here focusing on, you know, I was in a little different state, he was also very much involved in politics. Okay. What does that mean? Okay. I'm going to play it again. I want you to hear it one more time.
Yeah. I've been doing this for now sort of a long time.
Sort of a long time.
If you count the 4 years where we had a rigged election.
If you count those 4 years where we had a rigged election, you know, you count those 4 years. Now, normally this would be against the Logan Act if he was involved in politics, right, during that time and going against. But in this case, I think he's admitting it to everybody that he was still very, he says he's very much active. I believe, we believe from the board that he was literally the president, that he's never relinquished that power. Again, how can he do that? It's because he's under the emergency orders, under the emergency action. Under the emergency, and our country has never stopped being under the state of emergency, he can continue this because we're trying to, if you think about it, he's, you know, the emergency is to get our country back, to get our sovereignty back. And as I just played on my last video, and it was pinned on the X for a couple of days, that he said that we've reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our freedom, our liberty, and you know, we've saved our country. That's really what he's trying to say. He's not just saying I was in the state of Florida. He's saying he was in a little different state, a little different condition, a little different position, in that he was not apparently or ostensibly the president, but he was. I think so. What do you think? I think that's what he's saying. So I'm going to pop this link, and you guys can listen to it again if you want to. I'll just pop that into the chat. I've just popped it into YouTube, and I'll pop it into the Rumble chat too. All right. I just thought that was, well, stop me in my tracks. I'm like, wait, yeah, I know exactly what you mean, President Trump. We're glad. Now, it was such a difficult 4 years, because some of these things you had to show the people what they would do to our country. That takes such strength to be able to sit, quote, idly by and let them do these things. But they were, you know, on a short leash. All right. So now more of this testing. Here is where he's talking about Putin and Zelensky. And they have been in this test down. Recently, it's come out about these bioweapons labs. And I think because that truth came out, because our wonderful Tulsi Gabbard, in the perfect timing, released that information, I think that is enabling this war to be over, because now everybody knows what the real deal is. The gig is up about the whole purpose of this war. And so, you know, of course, he's such a genius. He can speak in ways that we understand, that because we know what's going on behind the scenes. And then also for the regular, you know, people who listen to the mainstream media who are thinking this is all about, you know, Putin bad, et cetera, that he's ending the war, that, you know, and all the carnage. He's been talking about that, and that's got stopped, clearly. All right, so check this out.
I had a very good talk with President Putin, who, by the way, has a lot of respect for President Erdogan, a lot of respect for him. We had a long talk yesterday, lasted a long time, and I also spoke with President Zelensky right after that. I think they both want to make a deal. It's too bad it took so long, but I think there's going to be, something's going to come out, and The president's also helping us with that. But I think there's something, you know, I settled 8 wars. And I think we're going to be settling a 9th. It doesn't seem likely now, but sometimes when with war, I see when it's least likely, that's when it happens. I had a very good talk with President Putin. I had a very good talk with, I would say, as a combination. A lot of times I'd do well with Putin and Zelensky would be a problem, or vice versa. Zelensky would be great and Putin would be. They both want to get it settled now. More than that's all I do in my life is deals. I know deals. And I think they are going to, I think we're going to get it settled, hopefully soon. Last month, 35,000 mostly soldiers died.
So awful. So awful. Okay. So again, our big issue there obviously is the bioweapons labs, and those have to be stopped. And so that's now that truth is finally the time for that truth to have come out, and a lot of people realize what's really been going on with these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, and that's what this whole war was about. So that, again, was a test. Here was another test of the DNC, and I think in one sense they passed this test. You know, the Democrats, this is the end of the Democrat Party, but they finally realized this was a bridge too far to have this Plattner guy, and with something just came out last night that there was some RAPE charge against him. And this finally they said, okay, we're pulling back the funding. We're not going to fund this man who's a, you know, it was fine if he was a communist. they were okay with that. But they said, no, we're not going to allow this this one who has these charges against him. And President Trump, and you know, what happened last night, they were going to some kind of event and they canceled the event. And President Trump had called it that was the end of this of the Plattner. Before he even pulled back, President Trump knew that's the end of that.
They have the worst policy of anybody. I watched that thug that's up in Maine. He's a thug. And they're trying to make excuses for him. I mean, he's worse than any human being that's ever run for office, probably. I don't know him. I don't want to say bad, but I just look. I mean, nobody's ever had a record like that. And you'll have Schumer. He goes crazy over this or that, or Epstein. This guy, why are they talking about him? He said, well, we don't know, but this guy's got a rap sheet. I've never seen anything like it. He's a thug. I know thugs. I had to deal with thugs. I built a lot of buildings. I dealt with the toughest people on earth. I dealt with worse than thugs. This guy's a thug. He's a low-level thug. And he's running to be a senator, to work with Eric Schmidt. Great, Eric will handle him, I think. To be with Barrasso, who the hell do we have to be with Rand? Now, Rand would be very interesting with him. Rand would figure it out. He'll put him away. But this is a thug. He's a cheap, no good person. And I watch these senators, the Democrats, and well, we don't really know. You do know. He's as bad. I've never seen a person like that run for office. And the guy from Texas is different, but he's terrible, too.
He's talking about Tallarico running against Paxton. I don't see any way in the world that he can win, but that's you never know with them rigging these elections. But yeah, it had said at that point when President Trump posted this, it was a 31% chance that he would drop out. And literally within 30 minutes, he had dropped out. So President Trump is calling him a thug. And he says he dealt with some really tough people up in New York. I'm telling you, the President Trump has been dealing with thugs for a very, very long time. He says he knows thugs. Well, one of the things that just came out on the news today was that there were these buildings that were some of the structural beams were bending, and it had some of the rocks, you know, some of the bricks had fallen off, and people were leaving Midtown area because they didn't want this, you know, if the building collapsed and the potential danger to buildings nearby. Anyway, I think that this has been going on for a very long time. This is not anything new. You know, people cutting corners. They pad someone's pocket so they don't have to put in these the more expensive structural materials into these buildings. But what's happening now is I think that they're revealing it because they're trying to say, oh, see, it's those bad capitalists. So we need communism. And so that's why everybody's talking about this on the news. It really, when you're watching the news, if you watch the mainstream news, look at what they're showing. what they're focusing on. And that's really a very good key point. You know, I didn't really think about that before until I, you know, started coming up with, you know, producing these videos and coming up with, okay, what are the most important things that we need to focus on? And, you know, a lot of times I'll think it's something totally different from what they're pushing out in the mainstream media. And that's why I'm so glad you're here, because we're trying to focus on what President Trump wants us to focus on and be at the tip of the spear leading the charge in the fight of what, you know, instead of getting sidetracked in with all the disinformation. So that I really do think they need to fix the buildings. I don't get me wrong, but I think it's being used to promote communism. Okay, had y'all thought about that? I think that's what's the point. Yep. All right. Yeah, don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Mem5. I haven't even mentioned that before, but yeah, please hit the like button. Yes, I was just about to hit that. I hit it myself. Subscribe if you're not subscribed already. If you want to make sure that you're on the tip of the spear getting the latest information that in not getting into the disinformation, join us. I gather great information from terrific resources all over the web. And so definitely make sure you're subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung so you don't miss anything. And also hit the like button. And thank you guys always for sharing. I really, really appreciate it. All right. So this is another interesting thing that's going on. I don't know if you caught this. I posted this on the social media over on melissaredpill.com. You will see that I have all of my social media. And so definitely I have a wonderful team, Colleen and Tammy, and they make sure that we get all these things posted out on the social media. So make sure that you are following me over on all those Real Melly channels. I'm on X on Melissa Red Pill. But I'm not really a fan of Trey Yingst, but he is announcing that Hamas has folded. They have disbanded. Now, we know that this was from way back in 2012 on the front cover of the New World Order magazine, The Economist magazine. They had posted the picture of the two parachutists, and one was BB with the Zionist flag on his hat, and also the Hamas doing another parachute. And so they're basically two of the same. It had the little bullets making an equal sign. So we know they're one and the same. They're controlled. The Hamas is controlled by the Zionists. There's no doubt about that. And so, you know, that's how they always have done this with these proxy wars. They say, oh, you're going to shoot this time, and then we're going to bomb that time, and we're going to back and forth. And that's how they always control it. Well, he was announcing that Hamas has disbanded. Well, that tells you right there that, you know, that Trump has them under his control. They can no longer run these proxy wars. So I want you to hear what Trey had to say.
This is breaking news. Hamas has dissolved its governing body in the Gaza Strip after ruling there for 20 years. This is all part of the broader Trump administration's ceasefire plan between Israel and Hamas. Eventually, Hamas is supposed to lay down their arms inside Gaza and usher in a new technocratic government. Right now, Israeli forces control more than half of the Gaza Strip, and it's currently divided at the yellow line. Hamas still controls vast parts of central Gaza. All of this is taking place in the aftermath of the October 7th attack in October.
Okay, so I just find it just amazing how President Trump can keep all these plates spinning. I like that picture I've got of Trey. I do think he's IDF, but anyway, that he can keep the plates spinning between about NATO and about all the different issues going on in America and the elections and all this, and then he can keep all the plates spinning with Gaza and Israel, as well as Putin and Zelensky. It's shocking. And to dismantle all of them and to stop all these wars, it's really a beautiful thing to watch. So, you know, be the patriot that sees the glass half full and really look at how this is the day. This is the biblical day that we're being set free from these people. Just enjoy the show and watching how the Lord is really saving us from our enemies. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. All right. So I wanted to again, okay, we're talking about the test. This is a test. And so you and I are in a test also. Are we going to stand up? Are we going to take the guff that we might get from family, coworkers, you know, potential, whatever relationships, and be willing to stand up and speak the truth no matter what? Are we willing to do that? And so I go back and I was thinking about this, and I hope this is a blessing to you. What I'm going to say, I'm going to hopefully pray that I can say this in such a way that it'll really, really you know, connect. But remember I was telling you about on the birthright video. I just did it a couple of days ago, the birthright video, and I'm not going to go into as much detail tonight, but go back and watch that birthright video if you haven't already, and really understand how it's important for us in our country that we recognize the birthright we have in America, where we are, but wherever you are, that your job in that country is to maintain that freedom and work for the freedom, work for the good of your country. And like President Trump just said the other day, anyone who has not been supporting America first financially and being in the market, they're losers. They're missing out, right? And so I thought that was a very important point that he made. And so Esau had this amazing birthright. He had a birthright as the grandson, the firstborn grandson of Abraham. Abraham had the blessing of that his family would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. So Abraham had this blessing, and this was passed to Esau. And so just like you and I had this amazing blessing to be in America and to have the freedom and all that's been bequeathed to us, are we going to take this seriously and to appreciate what has been given to us and to hold it and treasure it, or are we going to act like it's not even worth just a bowl of soup, right, and toss it away? And so this is what at the very end, he says, I'm dying of starvation. What good is my birthright to me now? For the littlest of things, for the appreciation of our family and friends, or for a job, or to be able to travel because of the jab, or whatever, are we willing to toss our birthright like Esau did? And ultimately, it's not about Abraham. It's ultimately about that he had the blessing that he would be able, his family would run the world and to bring blessings throughout the world. Well, Esau didn't care anything about that. That was the least thing that he concerned himself with. All he was interested in is, you know, having an easy life and you know, having everything that he wanted in this life. And that meant doing it by hook or crook, okay? So, but Jacob said, first swear that your birthright is mine. And he knew that Jacob knew, whose name was changed to Israel, he knew that Esau was the firstborn. And so, but he wanted that birthright. He was not in it for cash and prizes. He was not in it for the glory. He was in it to run the world in righteousness. And finally, we're at the door. This is where we are, entering into the golden age. We are finally at the door of the golden age when we will have the righteous ruling. And that is what we are witnessing. The evildoers are being pulled down from these positions, and the righteous are being placed in those positions of authority, never to be removed again. Never will usurpers take over again. That is where we are on the timeline of history. That's where I go into on the book End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I'm going to tell you more about that in just a second. If you look at the Amazon, here's my main book, Decoding Revelation, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's the end times for the criminal cabal running the world and a thousand years of peace for the righteous running the world. And after that, there's heaven on earth, but that's, we won't, let's just work on a thousand years for right now. But if you go to actually the video category page on my Melissa Redpill site, you will be able to watch the videos that I do for each one of the chapters in the book. So I'm going to pop this over into the chat. If you can put that over on the YouTube, I would really appreciate it. To my wonderful moderators. Thanks. Kudos to my wonderful moderators. Okay. So there is the one for the books right there. So anyway, so back to what Esau did. He said, swear that your birthright is mine. Because remember this, Jacob treasured this birthright. He treasured that this would be the honor to rule the world in righteousness, to suffer for the sake of Christ. This is exactly what our Lord Jesus did. He said, I want to have that birthright to suffer, to bring righteousness on the earth. His role was to remove sin because of his own blood that he shed on the cross for us. He said, I want that birthright. I treasure that birthright. My role in this is to pay for sin with my own blood, to take the sins away so that the people can be forgiven, and they will have the ability then to bring in righteousness, to usher in this righteousness, as it talks about in Daniel chapter 9. This is how it happens, is we have to be set free first so that we could set the whole world free. It started to dawn on me. It really congealed for me yesterday about really what this birthright is about. So Esau swore this oath, thereby selling all his rights as the firstborn to his brother. Again, he just was like, I don't need it. I don't need it. He didn't want the true birthright. He wanted, like I said, cash and prizes. He just wanted the stuff. And to be able to get away with whatever he wanted to get away with. You don't believe me? Read the book of Obadiah. It's one chapter. Literally, it's one chapter, and it's about the Edomites, his family. And it's in this book, this one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Yeah, I've got a chapter on Obadiah explaining what that is. And yeah, it's the end of the Edomites ruling the world. Esau was evil. You are either one or the other. You're either on the side with the Lord, or you're on the side with demons. That's just all there is to it. Anyway, so Jacob gave Esau some bread and lentil stew. Esau ate the meal. Then he got up and left. He showed contempt for his rights as the firstborn. You and I may not be a physical progeny of Abraham, but we do have the birthright because we are born into his family, whether by physically in the progeny or by faith. We are the family of Abraham, and we have this birthright. And so we don't want to toss that birthright as someone who brings in righteousness in the earth. And we also don't want to lose that birthright or show contempt for that birthright in our country. We want to do good for our land, just like Jeremiah was told to bless your land. Did y'all like that? I hope you enjoyed that. It really blessed my heart, and thought it would bless yours too. All right, so this is the passage right here in the book End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, where it's talking about the awakening happening, that we're going to have an amazing awakening happening. And I want you to focus on this verse, this chapter right now. It is, it's on chapter 16. It's Revelation chapter 14. At the very beginning of the chapter, it's talking about that we are the first ones to wake up. We're the first fruits. We're the first ones to awaken, and for the Lord to help us to piece this together and for us to fight. Now, there are many who are not fighting. They were not chosen for this fight. And it's a huge blessing for us that we were chosen, but not everybody was chosen for it. Okay. So when you scroll down a little bit farther to this page here, it's talking about there would be a day of judgment for the beast. I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time is come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." What is that talking about? Many have been told that this means that people will escape earth. That's not what it's talking about. Our Lord Jesus told us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven." How does that happen? It happens with an awakening. Now, I really do think a lot of the things that are happening right now, a lot of the truth that's coming out, I'm going to show you at the very end of the video something really big about the truth coming out, as well as this event of the FIFA soccer event, it's bringing the world together. People are starting to realize America's not what we were told it was. And they're realizing that they were misled about this. And so the whole world is waking up, and we're also seeing America through their eyes. And so there's a lot that's going on to awaken the people, even though the enemy's still fighting so hard with this communism stuff. But I really do think that that's exposing that this is, we don't want to be we'll never be a communist country, and we don't want to be. Anyway, so they're going to be harvested and to be awakened. I believe this passage right here, again, this is chapter 16 in the book, is about the mass start awakening. And it says in Jeremiah 31 that at this point, once there's this mass start awakening, no one goes back to sleep after this. None shall sleep, right? Like the song. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. Isn't that wonderful? I love that about the golden age. Everyone's going to get along. There's not going to be all this deception. Everybody will realize what the truth was. Oh, they'll all know the Lord from the least to the greatest. And I will, and for the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. This time of kind of being in timeout, the world's been in timeout. This time of exile will be over. Remember, as Isaiah said, comfort my people, says the Lord. Tell her their exile is over. Okay, so I want you to see that. This test is over. So I hope that that's a big blessing to you. It helps my heart, especially with all this mayhem going on. Y'all got to hear this. He said tic-tac. No, he said tic-tac. Listen to him. He's talking about TikTok, that he's number one on TikTok. But he said tic-tac. You got to hear it. It made me crack up.
And what they're doing with, well, except it was announced about 2 days ago, the new numbers just came out. You know who the number one person in TikTok is by far? Trump. Me. I just got they
are they looking at each other like, he said TikTok. He said TikTok. Did y'all hear him say TikTok? He is a media genius. He really is. Okay, check everybody's face again, because they're all just listening, and all of a sudden he says TikTok. Like, what?
It was announced about 2 days ago. The new numbers just came out. You know who the number one person in TikTok is by far? Trump. Me.
That guy back there, he got a big smile. He's cracking up. And he's got this little look on his face. I thought that was great. So President Trump is number one. It's because he's a media genius. That's why he is. He's the TikTok. He's so fun. All right. So now I wanted to remind you of this amazing passage in the book of Mark, chapter 5. About this woman in the crowd who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She'd suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had only gotten worse. I was talking to Sally today, and so being so excited about how much better Sally is doing on this regimen. If you haven't seen my video about Sally being diagnosed with cancer and how she's been going through the real treatments, it's, you'll just love it. freedomforce.live/cancer, CANCER, of course. And so she, you know, she skipped what so many of the people who have been on the Tippins are on the Tippins Facebook. I've got all those links are over on that page, freedomforce.live/cancer. So many of these people have gone through the protocol, through the regular doctors, and have only gotten worse, and spent all they had and lost their hair and gone through just misery and lost their antibodies, potentially had organs taken out, and they're only the worst. And now finally they're like, okay, now that we've tried everything else and they're sending us home in hospice, we'll go ahead and try something. What the heck? Might as well, you know, nothing to lose. Might as well try this. And so we're skipping all that. Sally is skipping all that, and her numbers are coming back into alignment. It's just a beautiful thing to watch, you know, because she's giving her body the proper nutrients. And all the things I've been saying, I'm just going to say I was right. And I didn't know how right I was until Sally, my dear friend's back against the wall, and we're like, we've got to really, you know, prove that we believe this. And so Sally started doing everything we've been talking about, all the detoxing, everything that I show on my site, freedomforce.live/health, freedomforce.live/health. Definitely go and check that out if you haven't seen it already, and watch the videos about it, because don't wait until you get a terrible diagnosis like Sally did. Do not wait for that. So this is how you get this toxins that are in your body. How do you get them out? So we, you know, go into all the videos here about how the fungus, she's got yeast. How do you get that out? The silver solution does that. How do you, you know, make sure your gut health is good? All these ways that we've been talking about all this time, and it's working. It's a true true solution. So here's the health page right here, freedomforce.life/health. I just popped that into the chat. So I want you to see this. And I had my wonderful friend come on with me earlier. She couldn't come on the show tonight, so she came on a little bit earlier, and I had so many questions for her, because now it's kind of, you know, because it's the big C word, I'm like, okay, tell me exactly, you know, is this, how is this, how do we resolve this issue, that issue, whatever, because now it's real. I mean, before I was like, okay, I have toxins. I know I have toxins. I knew I was poisoned and had to get toxins out. That was real. But, you know, this is, you know, C. This is cancer. You can't, you know, you really can't play with this stuff. But the question is, who do you believe? Who do you trust? And do you trust that, you know, to get the toxins out of your body and to get the nutrients into your body to make sure that you are, you know, your body will work the way God intended it to work. And so anyway, I'm going to be on the chat with you. I want you to hear what she had to say in answering my question. So definitely check this out. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. I'm just so thankful to have people on speed dial that can help me when I'm, you know, in a situation where I need to help a friend in need and we're desperate. It's really wonderful to have true patriots who can help us that we can trust. It's a beautiful thing. We're learning from each other, and it's a beautiful thing. Hey, I'm Melissa Redpill, and look who I have with me, Carrie Rivera. Hey, girl, how are you?
Hey, great to be back with you, Melissa. It's nice to see you again.
I'm so glad to see you. You guys have to know that I have her on speed dial. I'm so thankful to have people in my life that I don't know all these things, but I have wonderful people who do. And so when Sally got sick, I immediately was like, Carrie, tell me what do we do? And she helped to get us on the right path. Now we're with someone locally, a toxicologist who's helping us locally in our town. But what is so great is it was what she recommended was exactly what test results really have shown that Sally needs to take. And so we're just really, really thankful for you. And I'm so glad you're here to share with this this information with my people, because I've shared this on a video and I have it on a page, freedomforce.live/cancer. But I really am so glad that you are here to help us with this protocol. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. You're so generous. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yes, I know. And I'm not even a doctor. You guys know that. But what's so great is I'm loving seeing that I'm sharing this information and I hear reports about people getting well. And it's, of course they do, because our bodies are so lacking in the nutrients that we need. And so basically, if you give your body what it needs, your body will start to get well. Simple as that.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so, people tell me, oh, well, is my child too old, or is it, you know, is this forever? It's like, no, you know, the body wants it. It's very, very wise. There's a lot of wisdom that our body has. And it knows when you're giving it the right thing. For example, this is a really cool story. So I just wrote a book. It's coming out in a few weeks. It's called The Carnivore Diet for Autism.
Autism. Is that what you said? You went robot. And beyond. The Carnivore Diet for Autism.
And beyond. So I'll give you an example. There's a mom I'm working with. Her son is in my protocol. He's 10 years old. And she's like, Carrie, I haven't been able to get pregnant. I'm going to go do in vitro fertilization. I'm like, please don't do that. There are so many autistic kids coming out of this in vitro fertilization. You know, I don't want her to have two kids on the autism spectrum. She's like, oh, you know, but there's a really good doctor. I'm like, doesn't matter. It is that particular thing. So anyway, I said, why don't you try this? Dr. Robert Kiltz. DrKiltz.com. Dr. Kiltz, he's an OBGYN with a specialty in fertility. He's been doing it for like 40 years, probably around 70 years old. He's been carnivore for 20 years. What he does with women who can't get pregnant, they can't get pregnant. He puts them on carnivore for 1, 2, 3 months. They get pregnant. So I said, why don't you try it? She's 6 months pregnant.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I saw her the other day and like boobies in the tummy. And I'm like, oh, you're just beautiful.
That's so exciting. Well, yeah. So really the things that you had recommended, we were, you know how it is to get it in with a doctor. It took like 4 weeks and I did not want to waste those 4 weeks. And so it was so great that we got on the protocol that you told us, and we got on it, you know, immediately, and which is so great. And so we just took charge of, you know, Sally's health immediately. So what has happened is now with getting with this toxicologist, he has said, take all these different tests. We've taken a urinalysis. We've taken a stool test. We've taken various tests. and have determined various things that are going on. Okay, so I want to ask you to explain to us, you know, how to help your body to get well. And the first thing I want to talk about is about the absorption, because I think if you don't solve the absorption issue, nothing else you put in your body is going to work. Am I right?
Well, I mean, it's part and parcel. So it's not like, oh, we're going to do this first, then we're going to do this. We're doing everything at one time.
Exactly. But you've got to get your body to absorb the minerals and so or the nutrients that you're putting in it. So Sally started on black seed oil. Now, I will tell you, this has a different taste. I don't mind it. I put it in my smoothie and I'm fine. I love my smoothie. I throw everything in my smoothie. But and you can also take it in pill form. Right. So some of these things might have a little bit of a different taste than what you're accustomed to. And it's like, well, you've got to heal your gut. So tell us, what does black seed oil do for your gut?
Black seed oil has been around for like 4,000 years. It's an amazing oil coming from a seed, obviously. But anyway, this helps to seal and heal the leaky gut. It helps to take down any itis, like inflammation, whether it's on the skin or it's inside, whether it's, you know, the intestinal tissue. Any of that, it's going to take down the inflammation. If you have a rash on your skin, it gets rid of it. If you have psoriasis, if you have eczema, this is the thing you want to be putting on it. There's no downside to it. You just apply it and, you know, go to sleep. In the morning, wake up, wash your hair, it's fine. You can do it 24 hours a day. You can do it 7 days a week. There's just no downside to it. There's like 101 reasons why you would use black seed oil. It's good for everything. You can do it with enemas. You can take it orally. Like I said, you can do it vaginally.
I put it on my face before I go to bed. I love it for for skincare.
It's very good for your face. If your husband doesn't mind how you smell, it's really good for your face.
He does. Yeah, I'd say, like, what is that smell? All right. So it says organically sourced, cold pressed and refined. So this is, I mean, everything that Carrie does is the top of the line.
Well, I need to get results. You know, I think that that's the most important thing. And when you find a product that you like, then you're getting results from it. And that's, you know, really where the whole thing is. If I can't get results, then...
Right. So when you're talking about a leaky gut, the way I look at it is, you know, and I always talk about on my channel with my people that your gut has all these villi to absorb the nutrients. And if some of those are missing, or, you know, have a pocket where they're not absorbing, then you're not going to be able to absorb all the nutrients that you're putting in your body. Even though you may eat the most pristine food in the whole wide world, it will just go right through. And so you want to get your gut healed so it will absorb.
It has antioxidant properties. It's a natural antibiotic. It's anti-diabetes, anti-hypertension, antihistamine, antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, antiparasitic, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties. It's neuroprotective, gastroprotective, and it helps with the dermis as well. I mean, there's so many different things that it works for that, you know, everybody could use it. Okay, everybody could benefit.
One of the things that, and I hope that you guys have someone like Carrie in your town, or, you know, a toxicologist, a holistic doctor who looks at your whole body. But this is probably one of the most important things, and you can take charge of your own health no matter who you work with. You can actually call Carrie, go to CarrieRivera.com, and she can help you also on telemeds. But, you know, first of all, get your gut in good shape as, you know, the best you can. And that is one of the best things that you can do. Now, the other thing that goes kind of along with that is the humic fulvic. Tell everybody about that.
The humic fulvic is kind of like a laundry list as well of all the benefits that it has. So we can say one of the most important things that the humic fulvic does is it has 77 minerals, which are very important. And of course, they're all bioavailable. So, you know, you can absorb them right away. This particular one, it comes from four different areas of the United States. So it's very important that it comes from very, very deep earth. So you're not getting chemtrails in there. You're not getting heavy metals in there. You're not getting glyphosate in there. It's extremely clean. It helps with things, whether you have heavy metals in the brain because it passes the blood-brain barrier, helps with circulation and immunity. It helps with pain, SIBO, IBS, again, those gut things, or UTI, for example. Boosts digestion and nutrient absorption. It helps with free radicals, which, of course, you know, we have anything, my memory or whatever. It's neuroprotective. Again, you know, you kind of see that these things can kind of overlap each other, the things that they do. This also acts like a chelator. A chelator is something that goes in and grabs a heavy metal and gives the vehicle to be removed from the body. So not only is it giving us minerals, but it's taking out heavy metals. It can extend the life of cells in the brain, the heart, the muscles, improve sleep, recovery from workout. Like, you're gonna go work out. You wanna be taking your humic fulvic in your water. You don't need these, like these you know, monster drinks or whatever those Gatorade type things. It helps eliminate stress. It's antipsychotic. I mean, how many people right now are on these SSRIs? Got to get rid of it. It kills malaria. So if it kills malaria, it's going to get rid of your parasites that are in the blood. So they're never going to get big. It's an antibiotic, naturally an antibiotic. Wow. It helps to boost silica, you know, and of course, that's really, it's a prebiotic, postbiotic. And again, it attracts the free radicals and removes them as well as the heavy metals. So this is just
I think of it like eating dirt. You know how if you have a plant outside and it's kind of yellow and kind of, you know, looking peaked, well, you give it some good nutrients-rich soil and it perks right up. That's basically what I think of as the humic fulvic does for you.
It is. It truly is. But and I just love it. You know, there's so many out there on the market. What freaked me out originally was I switched from ocean water to the humic fulvic back in, I think, 2014 or 15. It just heads and tails above, you know, like, for example, ocean water. And one of the most important things to me was just how clean it was. And then, of course, as far as the size, this is a concentrated amount. So it is not put into a bottle that's, you know, 32 ounces and that's maybe half of that in there. And it's just, oh, take an ounce a couple times a day.
It's concentrated.
So you put it into your own. Right. You put it into your own water.
I put it in my smoothie. Is that okay?
That's absolutely okay. You can put it in anything. Yeah, anything at all.
Yeah, that's what I do. I believe the trick for me to getting well after all I've been through is to, you know, getting poisoned. You guys know, and of course Carrie was on speed dial back in the day, and she helped me. I'm like, I'm in trouble. Help me! And she sent something to me overnight, that chelator, to start get that all out of my body. But anyway, it's I just love throwing all kinds of good things into my smoothie, and I gulp it down, and I know I'm getting what I need. Unfortunately, the food and the grocery store, a lot of it is just does not have the nutrients that we need, and we gotta get. Okay, the other thing that happened with Sally, again, we did a stool test, and the stool test revealed that Sally the stool test showed malabsorption. I think it's the urinalysis, a 24-hour urinalysis that showed that she had heavy lead, arsenic, and cadmium. And so that's why finally, I've been talking about this for years, finally she's doing the Pure Body Extra. So tell about that.
That is actually one of my favorite products that are on the market, because there's a lot of different zeolites out there. But that, in my opinion, is really the king of zeolites. It's pricier than the other ones, but it's very, very good. And that one does, because it passes the blood-brain barrier. It also takes out mercury and aluminum, which are directly related to autism, dementia, and Alzheimer's. Yeah. So, you know, and of course, Alzheimer's and dementia is happening right now. It's not happening when we're 70 or 80. Happening now, and then it's building up to a point where, like, the memory is going, or this is it. So you want to stave it off as it's starting, so we never have to even go through that. I mean, eventually we're going to die, but it's nice to die in one piece.
Right. And you want to be able to have your mental faculties. Right. But yeah. So a lot of my people are taking this. They realize that they've heard about you tell about this before. And so it's very easy. When you spray it, you're like, it doesn't even taste funny or whatever. It just is about, it's little spritzes in your mouth and, you know, twice a day and easy as pie. But it goes to remove this at the nanocellular level. And that's what maybe some of the other ones are not doing, because this is such a unique product. All right.
Right. And it's getting into the brain. So you want anything that's a chelator, you know, a remover of heavy metals, to get into the brain. It's not enough that it's just getting it out of the organs or the bone, which is important. And by the way, do not drink bone broth. There's this big push on bone broth. And I was just listening to something today, and I'm actually having it translated into a lot of language so we can share it with a lot of people. Really? This bone broth stuff, you're sucking back somebody else's heavy metals that you just boiled out of the bones.
Ah.
Right. Their toxins and their heavy metals are in their bones. So not only are you getting the glutamate, which is brain damaging, it causes excitotoxic events in the brain, but it's also, you are absorbing now the heavy metals of some other animals. So we have to be really careful about what we're doing. God. And everybody's an expert on health, but they're not.
Right. Well, that's why I'm so glad that I have wonderful friends who are, and then I'm so glad that I can, you know, get your guidance on all this. Okay.
Of course.
Other thing that happened with Sally is that one of the tests revealed that she had high levels of yeast, which is a fungus, and they say that 90% of the people have this. The doctor we're going to is actually the author of the book, The Syndrome. Have you ever heard of this book? Mm-hmm. It talks about the yeast and so how to move this. And this is where Sally's taking structured silver, just again throwing it into the smoothie.
Right. Well, that's a great one, because that one stays in the body, just those 24 hours, and then it's out. So you're not actually absorbing. And it's very important that people understand not to take colloidal silver, because that doesn't leave the body. And we definitely want something that, you know, is going to go out in a short
pH.
Period.
Right.
And that's 7.4 pH, and the colloidal is 4.5. Now, pathogens really enjoy an acidic environment. So they're going to enjoy the colloidal. We don't want them to enjoy any part of this healing process. And that stays in the structure. So it goes from mouth to anus, and it's going to kill any pathogen that we have on the other end of the stomach.
Wow.
And that's most things, most of them break down, and then is a totally different animal by the time it gets into the side.
I didn't think about that. That's awesome.
Oh, it's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's
this,
amazing.
Again, this tastes just like water.
It tastes like nothing. Right.
Yeah. And then you just put it into your smoothie, or you can just drink it just like, you know, put it in with your water, or drink it, you know, straight. And you can drink the whole bottle it's going to be wonderful. But just
I drank a whole bottle in one day because I had really bad E. coli, you know, living in Mexico, that stuff can happen. Terrible diarrhea, like, you know, like 40 times a day. And I would just shoot it back, like every time I saw the bottle, like every hour I made sure I left one by my nightstand. I left one by my toothbrush. So at least I was getting those two twice a day. And I knew I was getting something in the middle of the night when I would get up in the middle of the night. And then I had it on my desk all day long. Within two bottles, so 48 hours, it was over.
Wow.
And I had done all kinds of other stuff and nothing was getting rid of it because it was in the lower intestine.
Right. And our forefathers knew about this. And now, you know, we're finally going back to what our forefathers knew.
Well, this is a structured silver, so it's different than the colloidal because it's going to stay in that water molecule. It's not going to come out and then stay behind and damage the gut flora. It's all going to be gone. That is actually 99.9% of that is gone in 24 hours from the body. That's what we want. We want it to do its thing and then leave.
Love it. I love it. The Lord has all this here for us. So again, getting rid of the yeast. So you might want to check into, you know, if you do a test to see if you guys have yeast, because it is very damaging to your health. So the other thing is that Carrie told us we should take H7. And I don't think most people who are fighting cancer are taking this. And tell us why this is so important.
Well, H7 is all of the amino acids in the urea cycle. And the urea cycle is responsible for taking ammonia out of the body. And people say, well, I take ornithine or arginine, but you need all of them in order for that to work as it should. You need to have the entire
amino acids.
All the amino acids responsible for taking out the ammonia. That's what we really need to do.
Gotcha.
So this is the key point for the H7. And of course, when you're breaking down tumors, as in you're reversing the cancer process by breaking down the tumors, you need to be able to remove the ammonia from the body because it's neurotoxic. It can make you quite sick, or epilepsy. That's also part of the problem. Any time that there's speech or brain involved, that's a problem. So we want that in there in order to get rid of the ammonia.
Right. Okay. So there's ammonia in the tumor. When you break down the tumor,
right,
then the ammonia is released into your body. And
right.
I'm going to tell y'all a quick story. Years ago, I went and talked to someone who was under the regular types of cancer treatments,
mm-hmm,
and spoke to me, and I thought I was going to fall over. It was like death. It smelled horrible. And so I feel sure that he was not removing. Maybe they were killing off cancer cells. I'm sure they were killing mm-hmm off his antibodies too. But it was not removing the ammonia from his mm-hmm system. And that'll make you so sick.
Well, this would work for anybody. So even if somebody was doing traditional treatments like with the, you know, big pharma with chemo and radiation, that would still help them. I mean, I would never.
Right, to remove. Right, exactly. To remove all that ammonia. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's for anybody, whether you're doing it alternatively or
that was long before I knew.
Right.
You
well, and also people are going to do different things. You cannot tell somebody, oh, you know, there's a lot of people that go under the pressure from the doctor. That's fine. The H7 would still be for you.
Would still remove all that. Exactly.
Right.
So if you were telling earlier, because I'm obviously focused on fighting this cancer. That's my, like, what's happening right now with all these tests Sally's taking, et cetera. But tell me what else, if you were just a regular person working on your health, what does H7 do for you?
Just going to take out the ammonia from the body. That's really what it's dedicated to. It has all 7 of the amino acids in the urea cycle. And, you know, the urea cycle gets under the bus pretty quickly. It's got a big hefty load and it's not able to keep up. It's kind of like the liver sometimes, you know, it's just not able to keep up. So we got to get in there and help it out.
Especially when we've got so many toxins coming at us from all directions. I cannot wait for the golden age of no toxins. Well, that'd be great. Cannot wait. We're not there yet, but we're hopefully going to be there soon. Okay, the last one is where there's a toxin binder that Sally is doing every morning because of to grab all these toxins and get them out. So tell us, what does that do?
Now, I like toxin binder at night because it's a time when you're doing nothing. So it just stays in the gut. You know, you put it by your bedstand and you're doing nothing. You know, you're going to just sleep for a while. So it's going to go in the gut and it's going to pick up heavy metals and toxins from a day of destruction of pathogens and release of toxins and heavy metals. So I just love knowing that I'm doing something at night to make sure that, you know, we wake up better. And that's what I find too with the people that take it at night. They wake up a lot better. I've also known people that had that global tongue. And they take that, and that helps a lot with the global tongue. They just kind of hold it in their mouth for a little while. So there's a lot of ways that this is actually good, but and it doesn't even taste bad. So you can even put the dropper full of 20 drops right into your mouth and just hold it. It's going to pick up toxins from your teeth and your gums and everything. And then if you're going to do that, then you want to spit it out after, you know, 5-10 minutes. But this, I like it. I like drinking it at night. You can shoot the 20 drops right back or put it in a glass, however you want to, and it's going to stay in your gut. Because it's a large molecule, so it's not going into your bloodstream. It's going to stay in your gut all night long, working, picking up toxins and heavy metals. Out it goes in the morning.
All right. So you take these together, are these both at night?
No. H7 is going to be a couple times in the day without food because their amino acids always go without food.
Okay.
Two or twice a day. And that you can take like 8 capsules of. You can take it 8 and 8 or 4 and 4. I mean, an adult would be between 4 and 8 capsules, 2 and 3 times a day.
Okay. All right. For that. Okay. But the toxin you say binder is to have that in the night. Okay. That is
nighttime.
Amazing. That is amazing. Are there others that things that you wanted to talk to us about that help us to get strong and resilient and live as long as trees, as the Bible says?
Well, I'm kind of really right now into lithium orotate and methylene blue. I'm big into these. Like, I take them. I love them. My house is taking them. We're all loving them. And like the methylene blue, what's so cool about it, it's an anti-malarial agent. So it's going to get the bugs, the pathogens, little teeny tiny ones in our bloodstream. It helps with UTIs. It helps with the circadian rhythms for sleep. It's a nootropic for the brain. So there's a lot of things it does anti-pathogenic. So whether it's an antibiotic, an antifungal, an antiviral, anti-parasitic. So it's all of those things as well. And the other really cool thing is then you pee blue. So like you go to the bathroom, like, oh, look how blue, you know, like I've been peeing yellow for like 50 years. Like that's not a lot of fun, but this blue, this blue is really cool.
Well, and RFK is taking it.
Right. So, you know, this is obviously like a really good thing. And what I like also is it comes in capsule form because I just don't like drops, for many reasons, but I just love the capsule. So I take it.
But then your tongue doesn't turn blue because with your tongue.
But it's kind of cool when your tongue is blue, like when your urine is blue. It's kind of fun. But I really just don't like the taste. It doesn't taste bad. I'm just not into the drops. But anyway, so we have it in capsules and I love it. I've been taking it on and off since 2021. So I cannot say enough about it. It's kind of like a feel good pill, even like you just feel more positive because of course you have a lower pathogen load. And the lithium orotate, which I can't say that on my desk right now, but the lithium orotate I love a lot as well. It takes about 90 days to see all of the great benefits, but there's, you know, like it's for the brain, it's for the sleep, it's for the mood, it's for calming, it's your anti-anxiety. So it's really good for anybody who has autism or bipolar or schizophrenia or any of the mentals. And then even people like, you know, myself, I don't have any of the mentals, but my memory's better. My sleep is better. This kind of thing. So there's like all these benefits without having to take any pharmaceuticals. And of course, it's not addictive. You can take it the rest of your life. You just take a pill twice a day. You can take it with or without food. So it's not even complicated. You can forget to take it. You can even blow it off for a month or so. You know what I mean? It's not like there's any, same with methylene blue. Like you can take it or not take it. Sometimes I take one a day. Sometimes I take none. Sometimes I take two. So it just, you know, just take it, whatever you remember to take it. But those are my two favorites. Yeah. The things that I take every single day, I definitely always take lithium orotate, whether it's once or twice a day, I always take it. Methylene blue, whether it's once or twice a day, I always take it. And my Humic Fulvic, I take it always, whether it's once, and I usually take it once a day. I usually do about 40 drops in, you know, like a big, because you can put it into the stainless steel ones as well, yeah, without any problem. And I do that. I am really pretty good about all of those three, and then everything else comes and goes.
Right. I'm so thankful to have access to all this information that you share with us. And if you guys want to see more about it, go to freedomforce.live/cancer, and you can see basically the protocol that Sally is on, and really that Carrie Rivera showed us about, because that is what has helped us to get on started very quickly. And within 3 weeks, we did a urinalysis, and Sally's numbers were, of the 10 markers that were out of sorts, out of range, 5 of them were already right back in range, and the other 5 were on their way. So I'm really excited. You know, you don't think of that. You'd say you're excited to have cancer. We're not excited to have cancer, but we're excited to see that what God has put out there for us, it actually works, right? And Sally's antibodies intact, and Sally's kidney intact. Now you might think, well, this person that I know has cancer. It's not kidney cancer. It's not really, didn't really have kidney cancer. It's urothelial, whatever. But the point is, it's all basically the same protocol. Depending on, no matter what type of cancer you have, is to build up your immune system so that you can fight off. Your body will fight off whatever is attacking, and not make any tumors. So definitely check into that page, freedomforce.live/cancer. You have specific questions, I would encourage you to go to carrierivera.com. Right, Carrie?
Absolutely. My email is there. Well, I do consultations. I've been doing that for about 17 years, and I do them, you know, via internet, so people do not have to fly, because that's another thing. People are sick. You need all your money to focus on getting well. And when you want to get well alternatively, it is very expensive. You know, of course, that stuff that's poisoning us and is burning us, that's usually covered by your insurance for your work. But this is not. So it's something that I'm very sensitive to, because I know how fast you can burn through several thousand dollars.
Right, right. And so, but this is something that you can do. Like I said, as soon as I contacted Carrie, I was able to gather up everything that we needed. And Carrie sent me several things. And anyway, getting everything that we needed and in control of our own health, which is really where we need to be. It's the golden age of health. And really thinking for yourself. That's really where we are in the golden age, where we will think for ourselves. I want to pray together, and we'll jet. Thank you so much. Okay. Hey, you guys, I'm still here. I don't know if you guys knew I was still here. I've been over there on the chat talking with you guys, and I'm just, I had a couple of other things I want to show you before we jet tonight, and before we pray together. This is the beautiful fountain. Look at this gorgeous fountain, another beautiful fountain. This one is the White House in the Freedom Plaza. I didn't even know there was a fountain. I guess when I was there, it wasn't working. But isn't that beautiful? Look at that. Isn't that gorgeous. I want to go and do a road trip where we just go and look at all these beautiful fountains. It's just, and this goes back to what I was just telling you about in Revelation chapter 14, about there being a fountain of cleansing and about an awakening. It actually talks about this fountain in Ezekiel. But anyway, it's all the same. It's the cleansing. It's the awakening. It's a beautiful thing. When the truth is just being poured out on us, and that's what cleanses our land. So it's a beautiful thing. All right, so this is the thing I was telling you earlier. This just came out before I started the show, and I wanted to share this with you. This man passed the test. Yes, Julian Assange passed the test, and also he's talking on this clip about Seth Rich. And I'm very thankful for this man, because he was the one who really burst a lot of this truth onto the scenes, both of these men, Seth Rich and Julian Assange, so that many of us awakened when we realized, hey, there's a criminal cabal that's running the world and all these governments. So check this out, because at this point on this clip that MJ Truth shared, it sounds almost like Julian Assange revealed that Seth Rich was the one who revealed about this insurance laptop. Check this out.
Trump has had a disastrous few weeks. If you look at the polls, he needs a miracle.
This is old. This is way back from 2017.
In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there?
We
Do
never
you even
sit on
know material. What you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old.
Uh-oh.
Donald Trump has had a...
Uh-oh. Hang on. Where's
Donald Trump has had a disaster.
There's no finding. So that's
what are you
the
suggesting?
Sort of...
What are you suggesting?
I'll bring it. Sorry.
...go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old, works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting? What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean...
We don't comment on who our sources are.
But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. So, that's basically what you're doing.
Well, that others have suggested that we are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich. I think it is a concerning situation. There's not a conclusion yet. We wouldn't be willing to state a conclusion, but we are concerned about it. And more importantly, a variety of WikiLeaks sources are concerned when that kind of thing happens.
There you go. He said it without saying it, really, that Seth Rich had revealed this information about DNC. And he was one who passed the test. And he it was very dangerous for him to do so. And then, of course, after this, Julian Assange was brought up on bogus charges, thrown into, basically, he was in the embassy for years. And finally, he was released. But, I mean, he really suffered greatly because he has exposed so much truth. So now, finally, we have so many people who are awake, who are sharing the truth. There's just so many of us. And that's what, thankfully, it's become too overwhelming. They cannot just stop a Julian Assange or a Seth Rich. They can't, you know, really stop us all. You know, so this is a great thing that we are awake now and in the fight. So I just want to share that with you since we were talking about those who have been tested and have passed a test. And I believe you, each one of you have passed a test also. So definitely check into more of our resources over on melissaredpill.com. Like I said, here are the resources backed. I really appreciate Carrie Rivera just helping us understand so many of these things. So definitely check into the page freedomforce.live/health and let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, so much that you have guided us through this whole thing. You've seen us through all this mayhem, and that you have guided us into the truth, and also specifically the truth about our health. Thank you for these wonderful people like Carrie, who's taken a lot of danger and a lot of guff for speaking the truth about health. I just thank you and ask you to help us to get more of this truth out one way or another. I just ask that you would bless her and bless all those who are on this channel, guide us into how we can protect our health and to get be like Seth Rich, that we are tough and courageous and strong, and to get the truth out however you lead us. Thank you for our wonderful president, who is the epitome of courage and willing to stand and fight no matter what. Thank you for him and all that he's doing right now as far as NATO is concerned, and Ukraine and Gaza and what's going on in America, everything that he is doing. Bless him. Bless his way. Thank you for how he's just absolutely a media genius on TikTok and everything that he does. Bless it and bless us as we share this information. We are just so excited about the golden age coming, that we will have peace on earth. We'll have wealth. We'll have health. We'll have joy. We'll have unity. We'll have no more deception. We'll have truth for 1,000 years. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus, that you bought this for us. You definitely passed the test. And you bought all this for us with your own blood that you shed on the cross, and that you are groaning and panting like a woman in labor to get this done and to set humanity free. We love you and we thank you and we praise you. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we were here together tonight as usual. And so I guess we'll jet out of here, and I will talk to you on Saturday morning. I will see you Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. and then we'll see you at 11 a.m. on Sunday. I love you guys, and I will talk to you later. Followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh